Sewing. Other early day remembrances were learning to do embroidery work. My mother would wash and bleach out flour and sugar sacks, which at that time were made of cotton. Then she would cut them up to make dish towel-sized pieces, and I would sew a small figure in the corner. I can remember some of the little figures were of teapots and cups and saucers with faces. They were so cute. Then we would iron these, and they would become gifts at Christmas time for my various aunts. I tried in later years to use a sewing machine, but failed to do a very good job. I could do patches and fix rips and tears, but that was about all. I believe our sewing machine was a white model, the kind that you pedaled, and I know my mother handled it like a professional seamstress, which she was. She made 90% of our clothes, at least for Mary Jean and me, and herself. And the only things that were purchased were stockings and underwear and shoes, and I guess coats sometimes. Some of my cousins sent us a box of used clothing once a year or so, and it was like Christmas to us. I grew up with hand-me-down clothing, and I thought they were wonderful. People made do and used up everything in those days. If you couldn't use it, you passed it on. Lunchtime. Lunchtime was usually a big meal, depending upon the time of the year. When the men worked in the fields and with the cattle, they were ready for a good meal. Dinner time was more of the same and depended on what was happening on the ranch. It could be a rather light supper if it was a quiet day. All the food was prepared from scratch by my mother. With the exception of some canned goods such as corn, green beans, and some fruits, she made meals by planning up to a week ahead. Because we had fresh milk every day, we always had cottage cheese, butter, and buttermilk. I don't ever remember buying any of those things in those days. The old butter churn, a barrel that sat in a wooden support, was filled partway with cream, and then we turned that thing until the cream turned to butter. Then Dad would work the butter to remove all the moisture and then make it into blocks of butter for future use. The Deschutes County Historical Museum now has that churn in the Vandevert kitchen. Groceries. We lived 18 miles from Bend, and we had to have supplies on hand since we couldn't just run to the neighborhood store. What I remember most about our groceries was that my mother would get on the telephone to Bend and to Erickson's Market and order everything she needed. Then the clerk would fill the order at the store, and in the latter part of the morning, here would come a big truck bringing our groceries in several boxes. We had this service since a truck was on its way to the Shevlin-Hixon camp just east of Lapine, and they kindly dropped our order off for us. Otherwise, we drove to Bend, possibly twice a month, and we shopped at Erickson's Market and filled our car to overflowing for the trip home. Baking, canning, and preserving. My mother did all the baking, and I think there was something in the oven every day. She would put together a batch of bread in the morning and make 6 or 8 loaves. That would do us for a couple of days, depending on how many were there. She baked pies. My dad's favorite was lemon meringue. Cakes, cookies, and bread pudding. She also made puddings on top of the stove. My dad had a real sweet tooth and liked something sweet after every meal. She provided that, even if it were only some honey or jam for a biscuit after breakfast. My mother taught me to bake and to help prepare different foods. I was the official cake maker for birthdays and such. I even took one of my cakes, a devil's food, to the Deschutes County Fair one year and won first prize. Those are the things that memories are made of. I belonged to the 4-H Club while in school in Lapine, and in the summer, we got a week's trip to Settle Lake Lodge for our group. Once I made a special cake for my dad's birthday. I decided it should be different. So I made a white cake, but put blue coloring in the mix, made blue icing, and even made dark blue lettering for the top of the cake. When I presented it to Dad, he just said, "My, that is a really blue cake, isn't it?" I wonder how we gagged it down. My mother also did lots of canning and preserving. We would get fruit by the bushel baskets, and we canned everything possible. This included peaches, pears, apricots, and lots of jams and jellies. These would last from one season to another, and we very seldom had to buy fruit at the store. She also canned a lot of beef and venison that we had prepared after killing and cleaning. This was necessary as we had no way to preserve meats. We did cure bacon and ham by hanging them in the upstairs to age, and they were delicious meats. We also had fresh geese and ducks in season, along with the fish that we caught right outside the back door in the Little Deschutes River. If Dad would say he wanted to have fish for dinner, he would just go out and catch them, clean them, and then pan fry them for supper. Talk about fresh fish. There is no taste like that. We caught German brown and rainbow trout mostly, sometimes a Dolly Varden. My Uncle Charlie once caught a 24-inch Dolly Varden, biggest I had ever known of from the Deschutes. He thought that was quite a feat. We also had a lot of wild mushrooms growing across the river, and we would feast on them when they were picked. I can remember there was always enough food for anyone who might just happen to drop by. My mother could put a meal together at the drop of a hat. I know that sometimes a hobo would stop by for a meal, having walked a mile in from the railroad track that was to the east of us. She would tell him to chop some wood, and then she would fix him a meal. I always thought that was so interesting. We had one person who used to stop by, and he could drink a pitcher of milk and eat all my fresh baked cookies in one sitting. But that was all okay in those days. He was a guest, and we took care of him.